SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada. And our pleasure right now to talk to Jimmy Morris, the editor of SB Nation Tennessee Titans blog, the Music City Miracles, with us here on SB Nation Radio. How are you doing today, Jimmy?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Well, you saw Monday Night Football, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that's true. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not too good. But I watched your game, too. That wasn't all that pretty down there in Miami. And, you know, first game with Randy Moss, what was the reaction? I mean, certainly he didn't put up big numbers, but it looked like Chris Johnson felt a little bit more running room. There was one less guy in the box, it seemed like.
Yeah, and I mean, I think for this team, that will be the biggest help with the addition of Randy Moss. I mean, I think eventually he will put up some numbers. For whatever reason, they didn't look to him that much in that game on Sunday, so that was kind of weird. But the quarterback just really didn't look to the side that much. But yeah, the biggest thing you saw there was the extra guy getting out of the box for Chris Johnson, and you know that's been one of the. I mean, there's been two big problems with the running game all year for the Titans. Number one's been so many guys in the box. Number two, the interior of the line, offensive line, just has not played well. But getting that extra guy out of the box, you know, can kind of get Chris Johnson that second level, and everybody knows how dangerous he is once he gets through that first line of defenders.
I thought Tennessee was going to really be good after, I guess, a couple weeks ago when they were, I guess, 5-2.
Right.
What changed in these last couple games? What happened to them, I guess? Like, what has been different these last couple games as opposed to earlier in the season?
Well, the week before the bye was San Diego. At San Diego, the Titans never win there. The Chargers are the only team that Jeff Fisher has never beaten. I don't know what the deal is out there, but for some reason, it's been a terrible place for the Titans to play. Antonio Gates ran wild in that game. The Titans in the last two games. I mean, you saw Fasano; he put up some big numbers against the Titans last week as well. We actually got him a contract extension. the line, yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. The linebackers. Have been terrible in pass coverage the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's kind of to be expected against Antonio Gates. I mean, you expect him to get his, but, you know, when Anthony Fasano is putting up those numbers, you can tell that there's a problem. So, really, it's been the defense has been getting up a lot of yards. The offense played well in San Diego, you know, put up points like they have all year, but the defense couldn't stop the Chargers. Last week, Kerry Collins started the game because Vince Young's ankle wouldn't allow him to play early. Well, that's what they said, and he looked fine when he came in. But Kerry Collins was terrible. He's got a torn tendon in one of his fingers on his right hand. And, I mean, the balls are just sailing on him all over the place. Offense was never really able to get into any kind of rhythm. And again, the defense, I mean, the middle of the field was just wide open all day long. So, you know, the Dolphins, I mean, you saw it made that loss hurt so much more after watching their performance last night. I mean, they just looked terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just been kind of the defense. Early on, they were giving up a bunch of yards, but they were able to keep teams from scoring touchdowns. I mean, through the first 6 weeks, they were giving up like 23% touchdowns in the red zone. And the last few weeks, they've just been getting touchdowns.
And that sounds a lot like a certain team that we know very well.
Yeah,
a lot of
no
yards.
Doubt.
And then, but it does feel like that kind of comes back to bite you a lot. It's like, I know Chris Cooley said that on the air because the Redskins were giving up a lot of yards and not many touchdowns. Do you buy this whole, I guess, like, you know, well, we can give up a lot of yards if we prevent points kind of philosophy of defense that I guess both of our these teams have kind of, you know, gone through?
You know, I mean, you hear the bend but don't break style a lot. And I mean, the Colts that, you know, we play twice a year. They've been really good at that over the past decade or so. The Titans have never – that's never really been their style, and so it was kind of weird that it was working early on. I kind of had the feeling all along that eventually those numbers were going to kind of – I mean, you just kind of get back to the average. The Titans were holding teams well below average on scoring touchdowns, and you just kind of had that bad feeling all along that eventually teams were going to start to punch it in, and that was going to spell trouble.
We're here with Jimmy Morris. He is the SB Nation editor of the Tennessee Titans blog, Music City Miracles, with us here on SB Nation Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada with you. All right, the Titans have owned the NFC. What has that been all about? What, 12 in a row now over the NFC after they beat the Eagles down the way they did some 3 weeks ago? Why is it this team matches up so well against the NFC?
I don't know. I mean, it is the craziest thing. And they lost to the Bucs, I think, 4 years ago, I guess, was the last loss, or 3 or 4 years ago. And besides that, I mean, they've beaten every team since then. So, I mean, I don't know what it is, but they found a lot of success against those teams. And, you know, it's obviously good because it's wins that they've been getting. But, you know, that kind of stuff comes to hurt when you're – the only games that we lose are against AFC teams.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, and that kind of stuff come back if you're looking at a wild card spot. We always have a terrible AFC conference record because we win our NFC games. So I don't know what the deal is there, but, I mean, it's just something that's crazy, and it's been going on for a few years.
Realignment. I mean, that's bottom line. I mean, realignment.
You
guys need to move, move conferences at this point. Hey, let me ask you this. Albert Haynes were this week at all teary-eyed talking about. Well, I'm exaggerating, but
You're not exaggerating.
Well, yeah, maybe he was teary-eyed, or maybe it was an onion and somebody had an onion in the locker room. But anyway, he was very emotional talking about his time in Tennessee and said, you know, his heart's kind of with the Titans still. But then tried to backpedal a little bit, saying that things are better here with the Redskins. But clearly, look, he would have been very happy to be traded back to Tennessee. Do you think people miss him there? Number one, and number two, did you think that they were going to be able to bring him back before the trading deadline when those rumors were out there?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, you know how it is with Albert. Y'all have gotten it. I mean, even worse than we did. For 3 or 4 years here, he was kind of a non-factor. Contract year comes up, and then the year they franchise him, and I mean, he's just an unstoppable force in the middle of your defensive line. I think he has learned a lesson that, the taking the money is not always the most important thing. He really liked Jim Washburn, who's the Titans defensive line coach, liked the scheme that the Titans play and liked the freedom that they give the defensive linemen to play like that. So, I would have loved to have him back because I think that Jim Washburn, Chuck Cecil, the defensive coordinator, Jeff Fisher, can motivate him to play. And, I mean, when he's motivated, he's the best defensive tackle in the game. So, I think he would have added a lot to this team. But, obviously, I mean, Shanahan and Fisher both said that there really wasn't ever that much there. So, I mean, I guess it was kind of a non-issue all along. But it would have been a nice addition for this team for sure.
Besides the whole 4-3 versus 3-4 thing, we talk a lot about, how he could have gotten up the field more in Tennessee. Can you just talk a little bit more about detail-wise, what are the differences between what the Redskins are kind of running on their line and what the Titans like to run on their line?
Well, I haven't seen the Redskins play that much, but from the Titans' perspective, the defensive tackles, their job is to penetrate, get in the backfield, get up the field, get after the quarterback. And, you'll look year in, year out, the Titans are near the top in offside penalties. I mean, Jim Washburn teaches those guys to be aggressive, and he doesn't, dismiss offside penalties, but they're not as big of a deal because that's kind of the style that he wants them playing, that aggression. And so, I think that Albert thrived in that situation because it was more of all his job was to get after the quarterback. If a running back happened to get the ball and get in the way, bring him down too. But, Albert knew that his money was going to be made off of, pressure and sack numbers, and that was all that they really asked him to do here. And so, I think that's why he liked it so much. And, the whole thing with the contract obviously went down, and the Titans didn't really ever offer him anything once he got his free agency year. And so he was sour towards the Titans, at that point. But now with everything that's gone on up there, I think he kind of realized that he might have been better off trying to work something out to stay here.
Does it encourage you at all watching the way Michael Vick tore up the Redskins and knowing that – now, Vince Young is not Michael Vick, but their styles are at least somewhat similar?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. And the thing that we had a post on the blog this week with one of the contributors kind of took apart play-by-play some of the stuff that Vick was able to do in that game. The Titans, their offensive philosophy is very different than the Eagles. Obviously runs first. They don't run a lot of the kind of the spread looks that the Eagles will give you. The Titans are, more of a traditional type of offense. So they're not going to give you a lot of those same looks, but when you talk about the athleticism of the quarterbacks and what they're able to do, Vince Young is similar to Michael Vick in that way. And, Vince Young, I think he leads the league in either yards per attempt, I mean, one of those stats like that. I mean, he throws the ball down the field very well. So, I mean, that's something that I think they'll definitely look to take advantage of. Obviously, like I said, Randy Moss not really getting a lot of looks last week. I mean, I think you'll see quite a few shots to him early in the game just to see if they can make some big plays on that defense after what they saw Monday night.
All right, Jimmy, we're going to put you on the spot. Jimmy Morris, the editor of SB Nation Tennessee Titans blog, Music City Miracles, with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada. All right, who's going to win this game, and what do you think the score is going to be?
I think the Titans win. I mean, just looking at the numbers, and the Redskins look like they've kind of been gashed on defense. I think the Titans will be able to get some big plays, whether it be Randy Moss or Chris Johnson, being at home in a game that they really need with you know, they've got four of their five division games left. So, I mean, I think the Titans win. I think they put up some points. I think you're looking at probably something like 34-17. I think that's what I've said this
week. Wow, you think the Redskins are good 17, huh?
Yeah, that's really
awful
optimistic.
Nice of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's awful nice
and
of you,
only
Jimmy.
34 points. Yeah, you know. Only 34 points against.
They're not even breaking 50. What's the problem with that offense?
I mean, wait.
You know, maybe they'll take their foot off the gas later or something.
Hey, Jimmy, man, thanks a lot for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, there is Jimmy Morris, SB Nation Radio. He's, of course, SB Nation Tennessee Titans blogger. Music City Miracles, great name, by the way, for
one of my favorite names.
Yeah, it's a great, and that was one of the greatest plays in football history, let's face it. All right, I'll let you go ahead, Mike. Last week, you were stinging a little bit from the prediction that you thought the Redskins would win. Didn't quite turn out that well.
I think that the Titans will win 35-10, and I think Randy Moss will have two touchdowns. And
wow.
It will show everyone. And I said this on the show, I believe. I said that the Redskins should have signed Randy Moss.
You did. They didn't even claim him. Heck, the Titans are the only team to put a claim in
on him. Right. I think Randy Moss is going to show them up.
Randy Moss, yeah, this matchup scares me, especially with the injuries in the Redskins secondary. Boy, I feel embarrassed, and I didn't even pick the Redskins last week because I thought they'd keep it within seven.
Yeah,
I don't see them winning this game either. Jeff Fisher, nobody circles the wagons like Jeff Fisher. Or wait, is that the Buffalo Bills? Never mind.
But Jeff Fisher's the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, but Jeff Fisher's good at it too, and I think they win at home, as Jimmy pointed out. They really need this one bad. And I think the Redskins, though, will show some fight this week. I actually think it'll be a relatively tight game. The offensive line still scares me, and I hope McNabb's insurance is up to date.
I think it's a terrible matchup, honestly.
Yeah, I just don't like the matchup at all.
Yeah,
I say 27-17 Titans in Tennessee. All right, we got people to thank. Brian Mitchell, Jimmy Morris, who you just heard from, and also Brian Murphy, Murph from Hail Magazine. Follow him on Homer McFanboy. You can check him out there on Twitter. So
yeah, you can also check out – sorry to interrupt. We can also check out Jimmy on Twitter at TitansMCM. Of course, you can follow Scott on Twitter at Jackson Sports, and I'm at Mike Prada SBN.
You're everywhere, though, but you also have the Bullets Forever one. You got all kinds of handles.
Yeah, well, you should also follow SB Nation DC on Twitter at SB Nation DC, and like us on Facebook. We appreciate that.
Yes, please do all that. Like us all, and read Monday Chain Reactions column. All right, well, thank you again for listening and for paying attention to this week's show. Mike, we'll do it again next week.
All right, let's do it next week. Take care.
All right, thanks to everybody. Thanks to Othello behind the scenes, SB Nation Radio right here on 106.7 The Fan.